Big news in Washington today as Senate Minority Leader from Nevada, Harry Reid, announces that he will not seek re-election in 2016. It's a surprise move that leaves open a leadership position for the Democrats.
We've got to be more concerned about the country, the Senate, the state of Nevada, than us. And as a result of that, I'm not going to run for re-election. My friend Senator McConnell, don't be too elated. I'm going to be here for 22 months, and you know what I'm going to be doing? The same thing I've done since I first came to the Senate.
That's Harry Reid making his announcement in a YouTube video posted today, taking a swipe at his legislative friend Mitch McConnell as well. Joining me now from Washington is Reid Wilson, staff writer at The Washington Post. Hi, Reid.
Hey, Todd.
Reid, Harry Reid has been in Congress since 1982. He's been Democratic leader since 2005 in the Senate. He's been majority leader, of course. This is huge news for Democrats and giant news for 2016. Nevada's a swing state.
Giant news for Democrats for 2016 and for the United States Senate. Harry Reid's tenure as majority leader was really marked by a Senate that didn't do a lot of work and got away from what we call regular order, that sort of what you think of as legislative business, you know, when a bill goes through a committee and then is marked up and goes to the floor and all that. And under Reid's rule, he really controlled the Senate with an iron fist. He didn't allow the minority to offer a lot of amendments. Democrats loved him for it. Republicans hated him for it. And he became one of the more polarizing figures in, as you say, a state that is a real swing state. He has won his all five elections with less than 51% of the vote, including one election, which he won by only about 600 votes.
And that also means that a lot of interests around the Nevada Senate race, including the Koch brothers, were getting ready to pour millions and millions upon millions of dollars into Nevada to defeat Harry Reid. Now, he also said he didn't want to suck the money out of the race when Democrats have a good chance of retaking the Senate next time.
Yeah, and Democrats do have a good chance of taking the Senate. They need to take back at least four seats if they keep the White House, five seats if they don't keep the White House, if they lose the White House, in order to get the 51 they would need to control the Senate outright. They are running against Republicans in seven states that Barack Obama won twice. A lot of those states are some really competitive places like Pennsylvania and Illinois and Wisconsin. And Harry Reid was one of two Democratic senators who was probably going to face a really difficult challenge. There's nobody in Nevada who doesn't know Harry Reid. There's nobody who doesn't have an opinion of him. He narrowly survived in 2010, which was such a good year for Republicans because he ran against a really lousy Republican candidate. This time around, Republicans weren't going to make that mistake, but Reid was going to have an advantage because in a presidential year, more people tend to turn out. That tends to be good for Democrats, especially in a state like Nevada, where so much of the electorate is Hispanic.
Now, this is also huge news for one Senator Chuck Schumer, who is the number three Democratic leader from New York right now, who is widely thought to be next in line to be leader. Is that true? What does this mean for Schumer?
Yeah, this is the funny and sad part, sort of. Schumer used to be roommates, lived together for a long time with the number two Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin. Almost nobody on Capitol Hill thinks Durbin has the votes necessary to become the next Democratic leader. It's almost certain that Schumer's going to become the leader. What it means is Democrats are going to have a leader who is extremely political. Chuck Schumer knows his politics very well and has been involved in the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee as sort of the behind-the-scenes wizard for a very long time. And Democrats are going to have a leader who is used to working with Republicans. You know, Schumer is not, he may be political, but he's not as partisan as some others would, some other senators in the Democratic ranks. So I think there is at least the opportunity for a momentary reset that will restart relations in the U.S. Senate. We'll see how Chuck Schumer works with the Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, and you know, hopefully get the gears moving again.
Reid Wilson, before we let you go, you know, there are going to be a lot of voices on TV and in Washington today who say they saw this coming. The truth is nobody saw this coming. Harry Reid swore he was running.
Yeah, I'm not terribly convinced about that. There were hints for a long time. He was pretty severely injured in an exercise accident on New Year's Day. He cited that injury in his announcement and, you know, take him at his word.
Yep. He swore up and down he was running, but maybe people knew. Yeah. That Harry Reid, who's in his 70s, might not. Reid Wilson, staff writer for The Washington Post. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.